T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Why do we never get an answer when we're knocking at the door?
Do they still knock? I guess they do go around and knock on the door for the census. They hire a whole bunch of people who go and follow up if you don't send in the form. And we've got a census coming up soon, and there's all this rigmarole about what questions go on the census every decade. I remember one year, you know, we sat down and we had to say how many full baths we had and how many bedrooms and with the square footage of the house. I thought that was kind of weird. Well, now there's this debate over whether we should ask people, are you a citizen or not? And a judge has ruled on that. Bill Zimfer is our WRVA reporter, and he joins us this morning with an update. So how did this go down? The judge has ruled against the citizenship question on the census that's coming up. That seems crazy to me, Bill.
Yeah, that's right, John. It's a simple question. Is this person a citizen of the United States that the Trump administration wanted to put on the 2020 census? Well, a federal judge in the Southern District of New York ruled against the Trump administration, but not for the reasons you might think. The judge said this is not motivated by racism. It is not unconstitutional, but he said the addition of the question violated the Administrative Procedure Act that requires agencies to carefully study an issue before changing policy. So what he is saying is Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross put this question on the census without going through the necessary guidelines, without following the rules. So that's what he's saying. That's why this he has said this cannot be on the 2020 census. But there are others, of course, who have other views on this. In fact, the director of the New York Immigration Coalition went so far as to call the question part of a white supremacist agenda. It's a simple question, but has touched off a massive legal debate.
I'm assuming this is going to be appealed.
Absolutely, immediately will be appealed, and ultimately will end up in the Supreme Court. There are other also lawsuits underway. In California, there's one underway. One starts in Maryland in next month. So there are a number of others as well. So this will be a lengthy legal battle, and the truth is, John, I don't think this can be resolved in time for the 2020 census.
What's the deadline for printing these things?
Well, they say that they need this information by this summer in order to have everything in place for the census. And by the way, just as a sidelight, it's interesting. I went on the U.S. Census website this morning, and there's a big banner across the top that says, due to a lapse in federal funding, this website is not being updated.
No. So the employees aren't even there working
right
now. Hey, so this federal judge who made this decision yesterday, to clarify whether this is political, whether this judgment is political, do we know who appointed this person?
Yeah, Barack Obama appointed Judge Jesse Furman, who is the one who wrote this opinion on this yesterday. Now, the ACLU is weighing in, of course. They're saying the Trump administration has tried to weaponize the census for an attack on immigrant communities. The government's policy is here, look, we ultimately want this information to protect the right to vote and help ensure free and fair elections for all Americans under the Voting Rights Act. But here is the practical implication of this. There are estimates that as many as 25 million people may not fill out the census form if this question is on it for various reasons. Now, what would that do? Well, if we have our population figures thrown askew by that much, it could affect federal funding levels, it could affect congressional districting, it could even affect the Electoral College. So that is the ultimate fear about what the implications of this question being on the ballot or on the census.
Yeah, well, I mean, I understand that, but still, are we going to allow those who don't want to obey the law because you're required to fill this thing out? I mean, there are a lot of reasons somebody might want to slide under the radar of the federal government. Yeah. Are we going to make decisions based on people who don't want to obey the law? It sounds like that's what we're doing over and over and over again. And it
And, you know, this question has not been on the census since 1950. It had been on from 1820 to 1950, and questions change over the years for various reasons from time to time. But depending on what the current social or political situations are, and you would think that there might be a pretty good reason to have it on this time around.
Yeah. And I remember the last census, I kept looking for where does a white guy check the box? Because they didn't seem very interested. I mean, it was like every subdivision racially until I finally got to Caucasian. And I thought, okay, well, I'm glad I'm still included in this thing.
And you know what, John? If you want a little smile, look back at the questions from previous census that were put out. 1890, the race options under your checking race were white, black, mulatto, quadroon, octoroon, Chinese, Japanese, or Indian.
I don't even know what some of those mean.
Yeah, okay. Quadroon means you are one quarter African American descent. Octoroon is 1/8.
Really?
Yeah, I had to look it up too.
Really interesting. All right, well, this ain't dead yet. Bill Zimfer, our WRVA reporter, appreciate the update regarding the census. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.